I really wanted to record a podcast discussing free will and astrology because this is something that, as an astrologer myself, I focus on very, very largely when giving readings. And the reason for that is probably due to the fact that I have Jupiter in Aries at 29 degrees in my sixth house. I've realized throughout my life that absolutely everything is completely interchangeable. I have always been the kind of person that you can't tell something to on the basis of intuition. I've been to many psychics. I've been to other metaphysical type healers and stuff like that. And the answers that I've been given, I've had the ability to change. That's something that I think is very important to take into consideration as an astrologer. Your ability to change absolutely anything. And by that, I mean your own aspects, or negative aspects, I guess you could say, and outcomes within your chart, but also that of what you are telling your clients. When a client comes to you, and this is, I mean, pretty much the basis of astrology, this is how it goes. We have people come to us and ask us if we can tell them concrete things. They want to know whether or not they're going to get the job promotion that they're hoping for, whether or not they're going to end up married to this person, whether or not they could potentially get divorced, whether or not they could have children. It's kind of interesting because when you're able to utilize astrology for the purpose of assisting people to manifest their absolute best lives, the only way that you can honestly go about that is by telling them what their true highest potential could be. And this is something that has kind of driven me crazy over the years. I've been very selective about the people that I have allowed to read my chart. It has a lot to do with the fact, I think, for me personally, that I have Chiron in my eighth. And whenever I do go to people in the occult services, I guess you could say, I have never had luck. I have never had anybody tell me anything that actually became true in those fields. But I have had people tell me things throughout my life that I have believed and assisted in manifesting myself. And in knowing that, in knowing that just a simple belief is all that it takes to really, really shape your destiny, I think it's incredibly important for us to make sure that we give people positive beliefs. That doesn't mean that we have to lie to people or to sugarcoat things or to make things better than they actually will be, because I don't think that's the way to go about it as well. But at the same time, energy is energy, in my opinion. In a chart, everything is energetic. That energy can be used, though, in so many different ways. Even the most negative of aspects can end up having incredible outcomes. It's all about your own personal belief. This can make it hard for me sometimes when I am giving readings, because I'll have people that really want me to look into areas that are highly painful for them in a sense, or I can tell that it's a big struggle for them to be dealing with this situation or whatever it may be. It's kind of hard sometimes to have to kind of find a roundabout way of explaining to somebody that it's probably them that is causing this to happen, and that has been a struggle that I have had throughout the past year that I have been giving readings. I was not giving readings prior to this year, so I am definitely a newbie in all of that. But my purpose with astrology isn't necessarily to gain as much information as possible as it is to relay a message. And there actually are many different ways that people go about doing that. So I think that is really important to keep in mind as well. Throughout the course of your life, you will meet a lot of people who say kind of the same things that we do to others, but they do it in their own unique way, which is what kind of makes me believe that there is some sort of hidden language that we are all learning to speak in a sense. It's not something that is necessarily readily available, and it takes time to learn to translate it. Yet at the same time, it's definitely something that we all kind of hold a memory of deep within ourselves. In my opinion, each path in life involves a road, but that road has many different forks, and you can kind of look at this in a birth chart as, say, a house. Say somebody has, their fifth house has Sagittarius in it, and they have their Venus there, as well as their Sun. There's positive and negative aspects made to both their Venus and their Sun, and they have all of these many different forks that they can take and kind of choose to travel down. That's the big part of it, though. It's they have all of these many different forks. It has a lot to do with learning kind of what fork to travel down. And at the end of all of those forks is your north node. Your north node is sitting there waiting for you at the end of this destiny. But there isn't any one route, any one destination, or I mean, there is a destination, I apologize, but there isn't any one route to take. That's where free will really does factor into it a lot. So if you have somebody that comes to you and asks you, well, what does this mean? Does this mean that I'm going to have horrible career luck and I'm never going to get to where I want to be? No. That's not what that means at all. And it is not your place ever to tell somebody that or to relay negative information to them. Because you have a responsibility as an astrologer to help people, not to be the bearer of bad news or the person that kind of stomps on their dreams and aspirations and tells them what you're trying to do is impossible. Even if that was the case, and what this person was attempting to attempt in general was something that could have actually been deemed as impossible. The journey is going to teach that person something very important in their life. Now, as I said, with the North Node being this kind of destination for all of us to reach, I also have kind of an interesting view on how I see Chiron as well. Chiron, as everybody knows, is this inevitable wound. It's this handicap that we incur in life, but I don't necessarily see it as in such a negative light, I guess you could say. I think Chiron lurks in the background. Chiron is the result of the pain that is incurred simply from existing. Although you can have aspects to your Chiron, obviously, that can denote to frustrating situations or even like positive situations and getting away from a wound. It's still the result of life in general. It's not just one thing that makes this happen. It's living with. The Chiron cycle, it's very interesting to see how that plays out. If you look to my generation or even the one after me, Cancer, so I'm sorry, Gemini and Cancer, we all had our first Chiron square around the age of 6 or 7. And at that age, we kind of incurred this belief or handicap in a sense that tends to follow us throughout our entire lives. But if you look at the newer generations, like Chiron and Pisces, they don't get this wound until they are in their 20s. So it's interesting to see how that works. But regardless, Chiron sitting in the background, it's this reminder that life is never going to necessarily be all sunshine and flowers, and that in order to get to where we need to be, we are going to have to experience some sort of pain. So when it comes to giving somebody a reading and kind of not giving them a clear answer, this is one of the things that I often go back to myself and I think about. I think about the fact that although I might not be necessarily warning this person of this potentially disastrous event, for one thing, how the heck do I know what's going to happen? I don't. I know that if I have had many people tell me things that didn't materialize, that I can't be the only person who has this ability to fight against the stream and demand a different result. But also that if pain is there, it's inevitable. Chiron is inevitable. So pain can't be something that we can kind of swim around and attempt to save people from. Even if that is what we want to do, we're going to hinder their ability to live if we do that. We're going to hinder their ability to really seek out that free will and make their way to their destination. We might have a blueprint of their life sitting in front of us, but we still don't have a definite map to give these people. We don't have a map that says, okay, if you do this and you do this and you do this, it's going to lead you to here. Nobody has that power. We are not gods. It's been interesting to me over the course of the past year to hear people's stories, especially in relation to Chiron, to see where this wound started for them and how it began and who was involved and how it traveled with them throughout their lives. I get kind of frustrated when I do read about Chiron sometimes because there's this emphasis on this pain being this handicap that's going to follow you, and you'll in turn be able to become like the wounded healer. And I do believe that is all true, but I feel like there's so much negativity to it. Like you're being stamped on the head with this permanent handicap that is just going to completely hinder you and alter your entire life perception. And I don't enjoy hearing that. all I can say with Chiron and my experience talking to people and hearing all of their stories, and with Mercury in Aquarius in my fourth house, I hear a lot of personal stories from people. It's just there. It's something that honestly does create this connectiveness between all of us. We all have pain. Sometimes the severity can change and range from good to bad to not good to bad. I'm sorry. No matter what, the pain is always there. But it can be stronger for some people, or it can haunt other people more. But regardless, it's all something that still connects us all as human beings. It's part of our existence. It's part of who we are, and it's part of our destiny as well. It gets us to where we need to be. So I wanted to explain all of that on the basis of astrology and kind of explain how free will really factors into that, but also that, in a sense, it's all inevitable. There is this strange faith behind it all that all seems to pull us in the right direction exactly when we need to get there. And that can be hard sometimes for people to take in, especially because they really want an answer to get them out of whatever sort of hole they have been thrown into. But the truth is, that's their decision to make. We can't necessarily drag them out by their bootstraps personally. We have to show them possibly the best way that they can go about doing that with the most positive objective behind it in order to help them. And in doing that, we hold the tools to assist somebody in manifesting exactly what they need at any given time. And I think that is a beautiful thing to be able to assist other people in doing. So yeah, that was my rambling on Chiron and free will and astrology.